Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SGS Enterprises Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Joseph George from IIFL Securities Limited.
Thank you, Manuja. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to the 3Q FY24 results conference call of SGS Enterprises. From SGS Enterprises, we have with us Mr. K.A. Joseph, MD, Mr. Sanjay Thapar, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Mahendra Nareddy, CFO, and Ms. Devanshi Dhruv from Investor Relations. I'll hand over the call to Devanshi now to take it forward. Thank you.
Gentlemen, and thank you for being with us over the call today. We appreciate it. Moving on, this is how we intend to take today's conference call forward. I will pass on the dais to Mr. K.A. Joseph, our MD and co-founder, who will make his opening remarks. Then he will hand it over to Mr. Sanjay Thapar, our CEO and Executive Director, who will take you all through some of the slides of our presentation that have been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our website. Sanjay will take you all through the industry view, our business performance, and also give a strategic outlook for the future growth of the company at the end. Mr. Mahendra Nareddy, our CFO, will update you all on our financial highlights, post which we will open it up for Q&A. Thank you once again, and I will now hand it over to Mr. Joseph to make his opening comments. Over to you, Mr. Joseph.
I trust you'd have had a chance to look at our investor presentation and the results published yesterday. While Sanjay and Mahendra will take you all through the presentation later, I would like to quickly share some updates with you all. First of all, I would like to start with the good news. This quarter, we have seen Voltas India margins recovering with gradual pickup in key OEM volumes, which had impacted Voltas Q2 FY24 performance. The EBITDA margins of Voltas India have improved significantly from 12.8% in Q2 to 20.4% in Q3 of FY24. We are seeing the business slowly coming back to normalcy, and we are expecting Q4 of FY24 to be even better. Also, please note that, as mentioned earlier, for the full year of FY24, only 9 months' financials of Voltas India will be consolidated with SGS numbers. Secondly, as you all know, in August 2023, Everstone Capital sold almost 29.53% of its equity stake in the secondary market. After the stake sale transaction, Everstone's equity holding in the company is now down to 4.63%. Consequently, both their nominee directors have stepped down from our board, and now they have applied for depromoterization depromoterization due to their lower shareholding and no board representation. However, on the work front, nothing changes, and it is business as usual for all of us. Now, coming to Q3 FY24 update, after five quarters of continuous muted performance in the two-wheeler industry production volumes, this.
The management line has got disconnected. Wait for a moment. The management line has been connected. The management line has been connected.
Yeah. Hello. I think there was some technical snag with the connections. Okay. As I was mentioning, as you all know, in August of 2023, Everstone Capital sold 29.53% of their equity stake in the secondary market. After the stake sale transaction, Everstone's equity holding in the company has been reduced to 4.63%. Consequently, both their nominee directors have stepped down from our board. They have now applied for depromoterization due to their lower shareholding and no board representation. However, in the work front, nothing changes. It is business as usual for us. Now, coming to Q3 FY24 updates, after 5 quarters of continuous muted performance of the two-wheeler industry production, this quarter, two-wheeler volumes have picked up pace. We are excited and hoping that the two-wheeler industry volumes continue to grow in the same trajectory as it augurs well for our standalone SJS business, which has almost 55% to 60% exposure to the two-wheeler industry. Waterpack India and Exotech, both our acquisitions, are more passenger vehicle and consumer segment oriented than two-wheelers. This helps us to balance our portfolio among two-wheelers, passenger vehicles, consumer segment, and the consumer segment perfectly. As well as it opens up a plethora of cross-selling opportunities among the three companies, SJS, Exotech, and Waterpack India. As per our SJS Q3 FY24 consolidated performance, 37% of revenue contribution is from two-wheelers, 36% from passenger vehicles, and 27% from consumer business and others. I look forward to seeing how the SJS growth pans out in the future with all the synergies and cross-selling opportunities playing out, along with our new product additions as well as acquisitions. With that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Sanjay to take you all through some of the business and industry highlights for the quarter. Thank you, and over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Joe. Hello and good morning, everyone. I start with a Q3 highlights. I am very happy to inform you that today is the 17th consecutive quarter that SJS has again outperformed the automotive industry. Auto industry, two-wheeler passenger vehicle production volumes combined have grown by 16.3% in Q3, while our consolidated revenue, that is SJS plus Exotech plus Waterpack, grew 51% YOY during the quarter, back primarily on the Waterpack addition and strong growth in the consumer segment as well as exports. Strong 36.9% YOY growth in the automotive industry, that is two-wheeler plus passenger vehicles combined, as compared to 16.3% YOY industry growth, has helped us navigate this quarter. Automotive business has grown well for us, both in the domestic markets at 37.2% year-on-year and the export markets at 32.1% year-on-year. I am also delighted to share that the EBITDA margins improved quarter-on-quarter to 25.5% margin, primarily on back of significant improvement in the Waterpack EBITDA margin to 20.4% versus 12.8% in Q2 FY24 as the key OEM volumes gradually picked up. During Q3 FY24, the company generated strong cash flows of 512.7 million and our overall cash and cash equivalents stood at rupees 338.2 million. Our net debt has reduced by more than half in Q3 FY24 to rupees 220.1 million from rupees 599.4 million in Q2 of FY24. We are confident by the end of the year, we will have negligible debt on our books. In Q3, two-wheeler industry production volume grew 19% YOY, while SJS consolidated two-wheeler sales grew by 21.6%. The company witnessed PV growth of 56.7% year-on-year, while the industry production volume grew by 5% during the same period. This was on account of Waterpack acquisition and the increasing share of PV business in our automotive segment. Overall, consolidated SJS automotive sales grew 36.9% year-on-year, while organic SJS plus Exotech automotive business growth stood at 16.4%. Simultaneously, for the 9-month FY24, automotive industry grew by 5.7% year-on-year, while SJS consolidated automotive revenue grew by 27.2% year-on-year, and organic growth was about 14.7% on a year-on-year basis. We are seeing some improvements in the export markets as it witnessed a growth of 39.7% year-on-year for the quarter. New business wins are partially offset by slow-paced recovery in certain pockets of the Europe market, while all other regions have witnessed robust growth on a year-on-year basis. Overall, 9-month FY24, we saw robust growth of 48.9% in exports to rupees 350.4 million. Q3 FY24 exports constituted 7% of our total consolidated sales. Both Exotec and Waterpak are primarily domestic businesses. Hence, exports as a percentage of consolidated sales is at 7%, while exports is 12% of SGS standalone sales. We continue to expand our share of wallet by winning new businesses from key customers like Mahindra, Tata Motors, Autoliv, Whirlpool, Ola, Royal Enfield, Honda Motorcycles, TVS, amongst others. I would like to share one more positive update with you all. SGS became the first printing company in India to give what we call a certificate for new technology. SGS became the first printing company in India to be awarded the quality system certificate for the new technology of optical cover glass. We believe this is a step towards achieving our strategic goals. Before I hand over to Mahindra, I would like to give you a quick update on our ESG and CSR front. On the ESG front, we are increasingly moving towards higher usage of green energy and consuming more solar and wind power. At SGS Bangalore, almost our entire power consumption requirement is now provided through renewable energy. This will not only help us to reduce our carbon emissions, but we also anticipate some cost savings on power and fuel consumption going ahead. Next, as a company, we strongly believe in women empowerment and financial independence of women. This quarter, we joined hands with Varshas National Seva Trust, a non-profit organization, to primarily support women empowerment. Our contributions will aid in supporting 150 underprivileged women by providing them with vocational training like tailoring, driving, hand embroidery, computer training, nutrition skills, etc. These skill sets will help them improve their standard of living and be financially independent. It is satisfying to note that our contributions are helping like thousands of people.
Sir, there is disturbance again in your line.
So I would like to hand over the call to Mahindra CFO to update you all on the SGS financial performance before I talk about the future growth outlook. Over to you, Mahindra.
Thank you, Mr. Thakur. Good morning, everyone. Let us delve into the financial snapshot. Slide 12 and 13 provide a concise overview, with slide 12 focusing on the organic performance of SGS and Exotec, and slide 13 presenting the consolidated picture, including Waterpak India. Subsequently, slide 14 and 15 explain our financial performance in detail. In Q3, our consolidated revenue reached ₹1,605.9 million, showcasing growth of 51% YOY basis. This robust performance is attributed to the inclusion of Waterpak India addition and strong contribution from the consumer segment and export. Organically, our revenue grew by an impressive 21.8% YOY. Moving to EBITDA, we achieved ₹412.4 million, highest ever, marking a YOY growth of 45.2% with a margin of 25.5%. The quarter-on-quarter improvement of 266 bps in quarter 3 EBITDA margin is notable, mainly driven by Waterpak India's significant jump from 12.8% in Q2 to 20.4% in Q3 FY24. Additionally, Exotec recorded its highest ever EBITDA margin at 18.4% since acquisition in 2021, improving 224 bps quarter on quarter and 588 bps YOY, attributed to enhanced gross margins. Excluding Waterpak India, organic EBITDA for SGS and Exotec stood at ₹347 million, boasting a healthy margin of 26.7%. and a YOY growth of 22.2%. EBITDA margin has shown a positive trend, improving by 53 bps YOY and 63 bps quarter on quarter, primarily due to superior margin performance at Exotech. Our consolidated PAT reached rupees 208.5 million, demonstrating a robust YOY growth of 32.7% with PAT margin standing at 13%. Despite strong EBITDA growth, PAT margin was slightly impacted by lower other income, increased interest costs, which is related to debt taken for the Voltapack India acquisition, and higher amortization costs on intangible amounting to rupees 21.5 million post-tax each quarter, which we have calculated after the Voltapack India acquisition. Organically, PAT growth stood at 28.8% to rupees 202.4 million, with a healthy margin of 15.6%. This growth was driven by higher EBITDA, offsetting the impact of lower other income and increased finance costs. Our consolidated ROCE during the quarter stand at 18.8% and ROE, return of equity, at 14.1%. ROCE was impacted due to Voltapack India acquisition, and this will gradually improve over a period of time and with better utilization of new investment over next 1 to 2 years. As Mr. Thapar mentioned earlier, our cash and cash equivalent were rupees 338.2 million at the end of December 23. Post the Voltapack India acquisition, our net debt, which had risen to rupees 599.4 million in quarter 2 FY24, has been significantly reduced to rupees 220.1 million as of 31 December 23. We are confident that by the conclusion of FY24, we will attain significantly lower net debt level on our books. I would now like to hand back the call to Mr. Thapar to discuss about our future plans and growth outlooks.
Moving to the future growth outlook, keeping in mind the underlying industry performance for 9 months, wherein the auto industry production volumes grew 5.7% year on year, we have significantly outperformed the industry on both organic and inorganic fronts. We are confident that we will continue to outperform the industry growth by over 1.5 times on back of our presence in multiple industry segments, global footprint, large product portfolio, strong customer relationships, and inorganic performance. We've been able to stay ahead of the curve versus our peers for quite some time now. Primary reason is our capability of introduction of new premium products and technologies. It continuously enables us to increase our addressable market significantly. We have strategically built a large product portfolio over the last few years, anticipating the futuristic technology trends in the market. In this regard, we've been working on this journey of diversification and accelerating our efforts to increase our kit value in two-wheeler, passenger vehicle, and consumer businesses with the addition of new premium products through both organic and inorganic routes. Inorganic route was the acquisition of chrome plating, IMD, INL, INF parts via Exotech and Voltapack India acquisitions. On the organic front, I'd mentioned to you all of our plans to introduce optical cover glass at SAS. The addition of optical cover glass or plastic will be a complete game changer. It will also aid in reducing two-wheeler dependence even in our standalone SAS business. SAS standalone kit value in the passenger vehicle segment will increase over 10 times with the introduction of optical cover glass, from being a 2D, 3D dial supplier to the TV segment to become a supplier of high-value premium products. Apart from this product, we are working closely with some OEMs to introduce innovative premium products like IML wheel caps, complex IML, IMD parts for consumer companies. It gives us great satisfaction to see our organic and inorganic strategies playing out very well. Our potential content per vehicle for PV over the last 2 years has increased by over 4 times, and today we are one of the mainstream suppliers to the passenger vehicle segment as well. Our outlook for the current year, FY24, we maintain our guidance to deliver consolidated annual revenue growth close to 45% year on year. Organic growth for FY24 would be over 1.5 times of the industry growth, close to about 20% year on year. Our consolidated PAT growth is also likely to be near 30% year on year. This 30% growth will exclude the higher amortization cost of rupees 21.5 million post tax each quarter on intangible assets and one time acquisition costs of rupees 21.5 million incurred in during Q2. In the last 3 months, we've not only seen Waterpak India key OEM volumes recovering gradually, but it has also won several new businesses that gives us confidence for a robust order book for FY25. We have strong conviction that strategically, Waterpak India is the right acquisition for SJS and will help us drive growth, both growth and profitability in the long run. We are confident in our ability to outperform the industry on back of various cross-selling opportunities that we see playing out between all our three businesses. With that said, I come to an end of my quarterly updates. Thank you, and we are now open to answer questions, if any.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ajox Frederick from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have one question on WPI. Sequentially, the revenue has come off despite the client-level models increasing in Tata. So how should I read that?
So as we said in the last quarter, there were some new launches that Waterpak initiated. These volumes were increasing gradually because of launch issues at the customer end. So these have stabilized, and for the quarter three, typically the pace of growth has been gradual. So we see that improvement happening, but the full improvement still has to play out. So the volumes will increase further. And I think Q4 would be closer to what is the normal run rate expected. Plus, in addition, we see very strong order intake. So there are some new programs that are starting up, which will lead to revenue growth at Waterpak India in the next quarters.
Also, Ajox, just to add to what Sanjay said, so in Q2, if you'll actually see, out of the 38, 39 crores of revenue in Waterpak, around 11 crores was tooling revenue, which we had mentioned. So the actual revenue was somewhere around 28 crores, whereas this quarter we are somewhere close to 33 crores. So that way, sequentially, if you'll see, there has been a growth.
Okay, understood. And on Exotech, the margins have improved sequentially. What can be the solution contract margins for this business going forward, let's say, 1 year to 2 years down the line?
So we maintained... maybe you take that. Yes.
The margins has improved mainly the operational efficiency and more of a lesser raw material consumptions and the better product mix. So like your question, it's a sustainable basis. So it's depending on the product mix continuation. But we believe that our margins will be in a good trend, and we will deliver better than what we have done the last year.
No, but fundamentally, specifically answering that question, 15% is what we guided to, that this should be sustainable margins. And of course, our effort is to increase that further, as has borne out in this quarter. But steady state margin should be in the region of 15-16%.
Understood, sir. That's from me, and thanks for your input, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amar from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are, Amar.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for the opportunity. First, sir, in terms of the Waterpak, like, you know, the production related scale up and the descale-up of few models which we were expecting for the client-specific issues. How is that behind now?
Yes, that's what I answered. In Q2, there were some starting problems at the OEM, which have been sorted out now. So what I guided in the last quarterly call was that margin should come back to somewhere midway between what it finally should be and where we are. So we've demonstrated that robust growth in margins at Voltas India. And moving forward, it should normalize in Q4 and early Q1 FY25. So those issues are behind us. There are some new model launches that are happening. So we have a good traction, and this will help improve revenues as well as margins in the next one or two quarters, even further from what improvement as you've seen in Q3.
Okay. And then was there like some rejection-related cost even in this quarter for Voltas? And if you can quantify that quantum, like, you know, was that significant?
Typically, whenever we introduce a new product, these are new technologies introduced for the first time in India. So there is a learning curve that is climbed. We do a lot of internal trials, so a lot of costs get built in without being billed to the customer. So yes, there are rejections in the startup phase for the new project, but in a quarter, they stabilize. So we expect that these should, this should improve margins, as I guided earlier, in Q4 and Q1 FY25. So any time that you launch a new product, there will be some teething costs which get normalized over the next two or three months of launch.
Just one last, sir. On a standalone Voltas basis, what would be the year-over-year growth we'd be expecting in 2024 and in 2025, just on standalone Voltas?
We expect very robust growth. We will far outperform the industry, so that's what we've guided to. At the moment, we will give you guidance on the next year for Voltas, maybe closer towards the end of the year, but on the whole, it looks very promising.
Okay. And in 2024, let's say the 45% guidance, so what would be the growth pencil in for Voltas?
So, Amar, as it was mentioned, even by Mahendra in his call, in his, you know, comments, it was said that the organic growth that we will see is going to be somewhere around close to 20%, and the balance would be coming from Voltas performance.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhajani from Union AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is more regarding the optical cover glass opportunity, which you spoke about. So can you just elaborate a little bit more about it, that you said the ASP is going to go up by 10x. So what is the opportunity size you are looking at, and do we have orders on the same?
Yeah. So optical cover glass is a very high-value part, and that is where I said, if you talk of standalone SGS, this is going to increase our content per four-wheeler by almost 10x. That is for standalone SGS. We are in the process of proof of concept and validation, and, you know, when you introduce a new product, there are a lot of audits that are done by the companies, our customers. So we see strong traction. At the moment, we are in the process of this auditing phase, where our processes are being verified, and we hope that in the next quarter or two quarters, we should be able to have orders for this. So typically, what happens is the customer audits you, validates everything, and that is when they start awarding business. At the moment, what we have is proof of concepts, which we've given to customers. They've evaluated it, they're happy with it. So on the whole, looks very positive.
Sir, this product would be the dashboard kind of glass, is it?
Yeah. So this is a display that is there in the center stack. So if you've seen the XUV700, for example, from Mahindra, so you have a huge display screen in the center, which has navigation and your audio controls. So this is the center stack display screen, And the cover glass is a protective glass that covers the TFT screen that comes in the center. So our scope is to supply the cover glass which will protect this TFT screen in the center. So depending on the premiumization or the premium content in the vehicle or which model you talk of, so these could be extremely large parts which are quite expensive.
And also, sir, regarding the issue with the OEM which we called out last quarter, so now this quarter you said that that is largely behind, but are we getting new orders for the same OEM where they have a model launch already done and couple of launches are pending for this quarter, this year? So do we have any visibility on that front?
Yeah, we have very good traction, as I said. So there are a lot of new models that we are working on. So these are exciting times for us as we look at these new models being launched. So we have a very good traction with the customers for these new models as well.
So just last question from my end, what is your thoughts on the overall export side? So are we seeing any delays in the orders or anything of that sort on the exports front? That should be my last question. Thank you.
So exports have done very well for us. So Devanshi, if you could share your numbers, please.
Yeah, so exports for us has grown by, you know, almost around 40% this quarter. And we believe by the end of the year, we would be back to our FY22 levels of exports. So on a standalone basis, because if you see our all three businesses, it's SGS standalone business that has exports. And that's about 12% of our standalone business. On a consolidated level, yes, both Exotech and, you know, Walterpak are largely domestic business. In fact, Exotech had won the, you know, the Whirlpool business of chrome plating badges, and that has also started for us since last quarter. So we are trying to see how more cross-selling opportunities can play out for us, you know, with the existing SGS base as well as now the other two companies also, and how we can increase our exports going ahead.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kothari from AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congrats for a good set of number. Just wanted to know that from the ramp-up perspective from your key customers, as in when that happens, particularly on the Walterpak side, when you say that, you know, it will come back to the normalized level, you know, how do you define the normalized? What does it mean from the capacity utilization perspective?
Normal margins that we guided for Walterpak basis. What
on the revenue front. Not on the margin front. I'm saying revenue front is, you know, the customer was impacted in 2Q and now we are saying third quarter was still was a kind of a more like a ramp-up mode, but at the fourth quarter where do you see the normalization? So what does it mean from the capacity utilization perspective and what does it mean from the revenue potential perspective?
So Mahinder, could you answer on the capacity utilization? I'll come to the revenue.
Yeah. So Rajesh, regarding capacity, when we acquired this company, they were operating in the range of 65 to 70%. During the year, we have also invested in this company and capacity was expanded. On a yearly basis, this company can achieve around 250 crore rupees on a current capacity. So let's say currently for the quarter three, they were somewhere 70-75, but that can grow eventually in quarter four and the quarter further.
Okay.
And coming to your revenue or where we see growth, so we see very strong growth. Devanshi already answered that question, that overall we expect 45% year-on-year growth over last year, and organic growth out of that should be about 20%.
And when you see next year, when you say 20% organic growth, these are the pro forma basis you are saying or on the reported basis you are saying? Because Walterpak was there only from July. So is it on reported basis you are saying 20% growth for the next year or you are saying on a pro forma basis you are saying 20%
growth? Rajesh, just to correct you, when we said organic growth around 20%, that was for the full year FY24. That was the question that was asked earlier.
No, that I understood. I'm saying FY25. When you say FY25, you are expecting, you know, say 20% kind of a growth, correct? Because you are writing organic growth to be expected at 20 to 25% CAGR, correct? So I'm saying FY25, when you say 20% growth, does it pro forma basis 20% growth or is it a reported basis 20% growth?
No, no,
this that is more of a pro forma basis growth.
Is more of a pro forma basis. It means you are saying, assuming Walter Peck is a part of full year for FY24, then on that basis you can grow at 20%. That's what you mean.
Yeah, that is absolutely right.
And this assumes, you know, two-wheeler and passenger vehicle industry growth of what, 8 to 10%?
Yeah, we believe that two-wheeler will grow in the range of 8 to 10% and the four-wheeler will grow in the range of 10 to 12%.
Okay, for two-wheeler, 8 to 10 and four-wheeler, understood. So in terms of the, you know, the value addition from the margins perspective, as that, you know, where revenue grows by 20%, do you see, you know, potential of improvement in margins from where it stand in third quarter?
Well, definitely, the higher revenue and better operational efficiency will add into the EBITDA level. So yes, we are very much confident and we will see the growth path.
Okay. Any CapEx plan for 25-26?
So we already have explained in the couple of all quarters also. Our plans, yearly basis for all put together three company, we will do a CapEx of in the range of 40 to 45 crore rupees. Apart from that, we are evaluating our expansion for Exotech and Walter Peck India. We have already acquired the land and how we can take a much growth for both the company at same land. So that plans are under evaluation and that will come maybe somewhere in calendar 24.
I see. I see. Great. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi team, congrats for the good set of number. And so my first question is basically on the bookkeeping question. Is basically on the what's the absolute gross debt number, including the working capital for Q2 and Q3.
Sorry, maybe you have to repeat your questions once again.
What is the absolute gross debt number, including the working capital loan for Q2 and Q3 FY24?
Okay, so our gross debt as the end of quarter three, one moment please. Our gross debt at quarter three was 55.8 crore rupees and that was in the last quarter was 83.7 crore rupees.
Okay, so sir, debt is repaid in Q3, but I can see interest cost is nearly the same Q on Q.
So you are not able to see the interest cost reduction. Why? Because actually there is a reduction into interest cost, but there was some processing cost we have incurred for the term loans, and since we have repaid the all processing cost which was supposed to be deferred over a period of time, that also been charged off in the quarter. So henceforth this impact saving has been offset with the processing cost.
And sir, any further plans for the Q4 debt repayment?
Yeah, as and when we will make the our cash generation. There are some loans like acquisition loans, there are some time bound loans which are going to be repaid at a certain time, not before that. But some loan we will repay in quarter four and largely the loans will going to repay in quarter one of 25.
Okay. So my second question is on the standalone business. So we are seeing the gross margin has come down year on year as well as quarter on quarter. Is this due to mix impact?
Yeah, so on standalone, yeah, absolutely right. That is more of a mix impact. If you recall, by starting in the year, we already have highlighted that there could be some margin impact in the current year because we are launching some new product here and that would be impacting the gross margin. So yes, that was a sale mix impact.
But just to supplement what Mahindra just said, we are not so worried about the gross margin because we have demonstrated considerable resilience in getting back to margins. So the idea was what we guided in the beginning of the year as well, that we are going to enter into new technologies which are going to serve our purpose better in the long run. Yes, in the short run, there will be some startup costs, some new technology introduction challenges that require higher RMCs, etc. But then we are not so concerned about this. On a steady state basis, we see that this will continue to emerge as a very high margin business.
Yeah. So this last question, just if you can, you know, throw some guidance on the capex for FY24-25, and I require basically breakup of the capex, including your capacity expansion as well.
Okay. So Mahendra, if you could please share that.
So, Amit, for the year, current year 24, for the 9 months, we already have done a capex of around 33 crore rupees, which also includes the land we acquired for expansion. For the quarter four, we expecting that we will reach somewhere 40 crore in this year. So this year will be 40 crore rupees, where we had captured the expansion, the land acquisition, as well as the new capex we have done for the Voltapack. For the next year, largely we have already touched upon about the optical cover glass, for which we need to go for a capex. So next year for this one plus maintenance capex, we believe that we will going to incur somewhere 40 to 45 crore rupees, plus expansion of our Exotech and Voltapack. The land we already acquired, we are evaluating our plans, how to see the future. We would like to be frugal in our investment policy. So that plan we will be going to explain more into detail somewhere in quarter two or quarter three.
Okay, so sorry, FY25 will be total 45 crores including the expansion, right?
For the current financial year, 40 crore rupees you can say, yeah.
No, okay. FY25, Amit, just to correct you, FY25, 45 crores is excluding that Exotech and Voltapack expansion. That plans, we are still working on it and evaluating it.
Okay, very clear. Just one last question, sir. So on the export side, is still, you know, doing roughly rupees 12 crores quarterly run rate. So are we facing any kind of problem despite having good orders in hand and we are adding new clients as well? Just need your color, you know, on the export side and the Q4 outlook and visibility for FY25 for exports, please.
No, so as I guided during the earlier during the year, so there was a hit that exports had taken last year because of these macroeconomic challenges. We had guided that in this year, we will come back to near normalcy of where we were a year ago. So we are on target there. So we will be almost at least a little lower than the levels that we were the year before last. But moving ahead, we see good traction. So for us, the automotive business, the appliance businesses, both have are looking good. There are some challenges still in Europe, but overall other geographies are doing well. So we are quite optimistic that this will open the doors and the doors will open wider for us. Also, thanks to this new Voltapack product portfolio that we have in our product mix. And that should lead to larger revenues coming in from exports. The guidance, of course, is that maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, almost exports should increase from about 7% to close to about 10-11% of our consolidated revenues.
Great, sir. All the best. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Saurabh from Multi-Act Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Akshat from Multi-Act. I had a question specifically related to Voltapack. So just wanted to understand, you know, last quarter, the loss of revenue was mainly on account of model change at one of our OEMs. So there were three models which changed. Now, if you track the volume data of those models, they have been broadly back to the Q1 levels. So, you know, they had gone down in Q2, but in Q3, they were back to Q1 levels. But our recovery does not seem to be matching tracking those numbers. So is that, you know, there are some particular trims where our components are higher and those trims are not there so much in these volumes, or if you could just explain this divergence.
So your question is more in regard to the revenue?
Of Walter Pack not coming back to Q1 levels despite the volumes of OEMs coming back.
No, so you need to account for the fact that last year there was a significant amount of tooling revenue that compensated sales, but there
I
was...
comparing with Q1, not Q2. Q2, I understand, but in Q1, you know...
Saurabh, I'd just like to add to you out here, the question that you're saying is, in Walter Pack, the key OEMs that we are talking about, whom we supply to, there if you will see the volumes in terms of, you know, the QOQ growth, that has not come back to Q1 levels. It was flattish in Q3 also for them.
Okay. But, you know, just wanted to clarify our components, you know, last quarter we had talked about increasing in the, you know, wallet share and increasing in the size of the kit. So this higher kit value, is it there across all trims or it's more for the, you know, higher end of the model?
So across all trims, so fundamentally, so these two QE models where these innovation, the new technology interiors came in, where we have a very significant increase in the content per vehicle. So those are there for most of the trim levels.
Okay. And now, you know, in later part of December or early January, are the volumes back to Q1 levels or we are just still, you know, behind those numbers as of now?
No, so Q4 still has to play out, but we see robust orders and not only for the existing models, but our content in those models has increased even further because of a lot of new products that we won. So our content per vehicle, for example, is going to increase even further. So we will see robust growth coming in for Q4 as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amar Flam from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, sir, basically, like, you know, given the numbers which we are talking, I believe third quarter is seasonally the best quarter, even for your standalone and Exotec business. So I can understand that content per vehicle increasing in Walter Pack. But, I mean, given the guidance you're talking about, we are expecting a significant growth in the standalone and the Exotec business also in Q4. So what would be the reason for that?
Amar, just to correct you, one thing, usually Q3 is not generally our best quarter. It's usually Q2 and Q4, which are usually better quarters for us, because if you'll see, Q3 is generally the time when there is, you know, plant maintenance, shutdowns and all those things also that happen, and the festive period is just over. Usually, you know, in the demand and the push thing that comes, the distribution channels get filled in Q2 usually. This time it has happened that, yes, there has been a little spillover in Q3. Otherwise, generally, Q2 and Q4 are generally better quarters for us than Q3.
So we are confident about basically the guidance which we are talking about, even for the standalone and Exotec business, the kind of growth which we are seeing.
Yes, that's right. Because we have one, as we had mentioned, even, you know, last year, as well as during this year quarters also, we had one quite a new businesses that have started since Q3 onwards now. So, you know, Q3 and Q4, that's why we are seeing this kind of growth.
Okay. And how this visibility basically percolates in FY25? What should be the 25 standalone and Exotec growth, if you can?
So we are not guiding to FY25, but what we said is, in my outlook, what I just explained to you, we hope to outperform the market by at least 1.5 to 2 times, and we expect that the two-wheeler business should grow by about 8 to 10%, the four-wheeler should grow at about 10 to 12%. This is the industry growth rate that we factored in, and we should be close to about 1.5 to 2 times
better than the industry.
So basically, that's 20% kind of. Okay, got that. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vatsal Kothari from Alf Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be with regards to Voltapak India. If you could just help with the segmental mix in terms of the auto segment and the CG, what would the revenue mix look like?
Devanshi, if you could share the numbers, please.
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Segment mix for Voltapak. Segment mix for Voltapak.
Sure. So segment mix for Voltapak would be Voltapak, since it is largely a passenger vehicle and consumer appliances player. So there it will be around 55-56% of our revenue is from passenger vehicles, and balance is from consumer appliances and some other segments.
Understood.
It's a very negligible two-wheeler player. Yeah.
Thank you. And
hello?
Vatsal, you're not audible.
Hello?
Yes, please continue.
In regards to specifically the auto segment.
Sorry, I'm unable to hear you.
And can you hear me now?
I think it's better now.
So my second question is with regards to the auto segment for Voltapak. I think if I'm not wrong, the top two OEMs or the auto players contribute to about 60-70% of your top line for Voltapak alone. So if you could just share what would that mix look like? Does the largest OEM still contribute to about 50% of the Voltapak top line, or you know, how does it look like for this quarter?
Just a second. So the two large OEMs, yes, they contribute somewhere around 65% or 65-70% of our revenue for this quarter, especially.
Understood. And my last question would be, so I heard that, you know, you guys have added more clients, which will contribute to a robust order book growth going forward for the next 1 to 2 years. So if you could just, you know, give some names in terms of the clients which you have added for perhaps Voltapak and Exotech, you know, that would be great if you could just give some color on that.
Our clients
are fairly wide based, so we virtually do business with most of the companies in India. So it is not so much as adding clients as to winning new businesses from these clients. So just want to correct that. So we already supply to virtually everyone. So the growth is more in terms of new businesses that we are acquiring, both for electric vehicles or the variants that these companies are launching, or the new generation vehicles that they are launching. So we see very strong order coming in from new launches that are happening.
And also, when we had mentioned that we had added new customers and all, that was more from the standalone SJS perspective, where we had mentioned in our earlier calls that we had added a telecom player, we had also added Attenberg, we had added Autoliv. So all of them were also, you know, added in the last couple of quarters.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraint, I will take the last question from the line of Aditya Zohar from AKJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Great set of numbers. Sir, just to confirm on the guidance part, I was a little unclear. On FY24, this year, we would do somewhere around 600 odd crores of revenue. And next year, we are guiding about 720 to 740. Is my numbers correct, sir?
I'm sorry, Aditya, we will not be able to guide you in terms of numbers or anything. We've already guided in terms of our growth, you know, how we anticipate it.
Yeah, ballpark numbers, just not exact numbers I'm saying. So this year, roughly 600, next year 700. So this is what our guidance stands for.
Not already has said that we will achieve 45% compared to the last year. So what you said for the financial year 24, 600 odd, yes, more or less number. For the next year, we already given that we will outperform the market by 1.5 to 2x. So your numbers pretty okay, but it could go higher also.
Okay. And it all depends even on the industry growth as well, that how the industry also plays out.
Yes. Okay, sir. All the best. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraint, we'll take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Devanshi Dhruva for closing comments.
Hi, thank you everyone for joining us on this call. In case if anybody's questions have remained unanswered, you can please feel free to reach out to us and we will try and answer all those queries. Thank you so much.
On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.